Revela que el ingrediente glifosato, que es tóxico y se utiliza para matar hierbas que se encuentran presente en múltiples cereales presentes, que son muy populares con nuestros niños. Hemos invitado a Carolyn Cox. Ella es científica del Center for Environmental Health. Good morning, Ms. Carolyn Cox. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. So this new study finds toxic weed killer glyphosate in multiple popular children's cereals. First of all, why don't we start talking about what is glyphosate? What is that exactly? ¿Qué es glifosato?
So most people probably know it as Roundup. So it's a weed killer pesticide. It's the most widely used pesticide in the country, both on farms, and it's also used in schools, parks, and people's yards.
Este ingrediente se encuentra y también es conocido como Roundup. Hemos hablado de Roundup en el pasado. Roundup mata hierbas, es un pesticida. Es usado en parques, en escuelas, en los campos donde se crece la comida. Y eso se trata glyphosate, en español, glifosato. How has that made its way into our children's cereal? ¿Cómo es que ha llegado al cereal de nuestros niños?
Well, the particular cereals we studied were cereals made of oats. And so those oats are sprayed with Roundup or something like Roundup, and some of that remains in the oats, and so when those oats are made into cereal, the Roundup is still there.
Entonces, la razón es que la mayoría de estos cereales tienen avena, tienen oats, y lo que pasa es de que son rociados con este conocido Roundup, y cuando terminan en estas cajas de cereal, todavía contienen glifosato, que se usa en Roundup, y hay que mencionar que es de Monsanto. Lo hemos mencionado ya varias veces. And how damaging is that to health, and particularly to children's health? ¿Qué tan dañino es para la salud de nuestros niños?
So glyphosate is a very, very well-studied chemical. Lots and lots of scientific research about glyphosate. And I looked at a summary done by a government agency, the National Institutes for Occupational Safety and Health. I know that's a really long name. Most people call it NIOSH. And here's what they said about glyphosate. There are studies that shows that glyphosate damages our genes. There are studies that show that glyphosate causes birth defects. There are studies that show that glyphosate can damage our hormones, specifically our sex hormones. And the state of California has identified glyphosate as a chemical that causes cancer. So there are lots of reasons to be concerned about this toxic chemical.
Dice que hay muchas razones por la cual debemos estar preocupados por este químico tóxico, glifosato. Se han hecho muchos estudios acerca de este químico. National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health ha escrito un papel que ella ha estudiado que dicen que el glifosato daña los genes, causa defectos de nacimiento, puede dañar las hormonas sexuales, inclusive puede causar cáncer. So, why is it still being used? ¿Por qué todavía sigue siendo usado?
A very good question, and one that's hard to answer. It's a profitable chemical. So the company, and actually there are more than one companies, more than one company that sells this chemical now. They make a lot of money from selling it. Most people know that that organic farmers don't use chemicals like glyphosate. And organic is a booming industry, but there still aren't enough organic farmers, so there's still a lot of glyphosate being used.
Mm-hmm. Entonces le pregunto, ¿por qué es que se sigue usando si es tan, pero tan dañino? Es una pregunta difícil de contestar, dice, pero principalmente, Marco, se trata del dinero. El dinero, se hace mucho dinero con este químico. Ahora sabemos que los rancheros, las personas que crecen este tipo de avena, etcétera, no usan químicos. Entonces, obviamente, la mejor manera sería de usar productos que son orgánicos. Are there organic cereals in the market? ¿Hay cereales orgánicos en el mercado?
Yes, there are. You may not find them at every store, but we found them at major grocery stores all over California.
Okay, entonces sí los hay. Sí hay cereales que son orgánicos, quizás no sean tan fáciles de encontrar, pero sí los puedes encontrar en algunos de los supermercados más grandes en el estado.
So, are these being measured like parts per million, or how do we tell, or how does the scientific study determine the presence of this?
Yeah, so it's a complicated procedure that we paid an independent lab to do the study. And yes, we get results in parts per million or parts per billion, whichever way you want it.
Y le pregunto a la señora que cómo es que se mide esta presencia de este tóxico. And so, which of the cereals are we talking about, or was there made a list available?
Yes, there is a list on our website. Our website is ceh.org. But we found them in Cheerios. Ooh. And Quaker Squares cereal, Quaker
Oats,
Quaker Life cereal, and also Gerber baby oatmeal.
Oh my.
Wow.
Yeah, Beechnut baby oatmeal. And the whole list is on our website.
I see here Honey Nut Cheerios,
Great Value
O's, Kroger Toasted Oats, all to say that when we go to the supermarket and we buy a box of cereal and we read the ingredients, will that be listed?
No, it won't.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, because this comes from the process of processing these foods, right? It's not like they pour it on the avena or on the oats. It comes from before that, correct?
Well, on the oats, they spray glyphosate just before the oats are harvested. In order to dry out the oats a little bit.
Mm.
And that's why it ends up in a cereal.
Makes it crispy and yummy, huh?
Yeah, right.
O sea que le pregunto yo que, obviamente, ¿verdad? Porque Isabel le pregunta que si están esos ingredientes en una lista del producto en las cajas.
Deberían de estar, ¿no?
Bueno, yeah. pero no están porque es
indirectamente.
Es el proceso de la agricultura. Entonces la señora nos dice que antes de que la avena sea piscada, por decirlo de una manera, los rocean con esta cosa. Le digo yo que para hacerlo crispy y crunchy, imagínate tú, ¿verdad? Uno se ríe para no llorar. Pero, de cualquier manera, lo principal aquí, Isabel, es que hay una lista en un website y ya mencionamos a Cheerios y otros más.
Yeah, www.ceh.org. A mí la que más me ha impactado es la de Baby. The Baby cereal has really impacted me. I remember giving that to my kids when they were babies.
No.
Yes. And we were much more innocent back then, and we thought everything that was being sold, it was being sold for a reason because it was safe. But now we know better. Wanted to thank you very much for being with us, Carolyn Cox, staff scientist with Center for Environmental Health. Do you have another question?
No, nomás quería saber si tenía alguna otra persona.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add this morning for our audience, Ms. Cox?
Just that if you can't find organic cereals at your grocery store, Mm-hmm. Ask the store if they'll carry some.
Okay.
And maybe we can, make this into something that's easier for everybody to find.
That's right. Speak up. Dice que si usted no encuentra estos cereales orgánicos en su tienda, hable con el administrador de la tienda y dígale que por favor los venda y quizás de esta manera podemos empezar algo, un movimiento. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Efigenia Dominguez in 5, 4, 1.